This is The Takeaway with Tanzina Vega.
This week on The Takeaway, it's all about life in your 40s. Whether you're a Gen Xer or your 40s were many years ago, there are similar themes that emerge in this critical and overlooked decade. And we're going to go deep in a series we're calling The Juggle. Yesterday, we looked at money in your 40s, and today, we're going to talk about work in your 40s. And many of you have shared your stories of being a 40-something worker, from fear of ageism to time management.
Hi, this is Jessica from Los Angeles. I'm just about to turn 44. I work in a creative field, and I'm starting to feel like I'm aging out of my industry. I'm worried about whether I can remain relevant enough to continue to earn what I need.
This is Rahajan Sastuwardoyo from Centenary Sloan Island. One of the things I dislike about being an older single person is the assumption in a workplace that your time is less valuable than that of someone who is married and has children.
I started to notice less energy, stamina, and started to develop physical and medical problems that I'd never had before. I found long hours were more challenging. I also felt little tiny stabs of fear occasionally about job security.
Hi, I'm Tennille Allen from Oak Park, Illinois, and my takeaway on a recent Twitter conversation on coping with life in your 40s is that when I'm doing it well, it's exercise, yoga, and acupuncture. When I'm not coping well, it's bourbon and chocolate.
So see you when you're 40, lost and all alone, being comforted by strangers. You'll never need to know.
Bourbon and chocolate, eh? We appreciate you for telling us all your stories here. We're going to talk to someone now, Bridget Schulte, who's going to help us break all this down. Bridget is the director of the Better Life Lab at New America, and she's also the author of Overwhelmed: Work, Love, and Play When No One Has the Time. And aside from her own research on work, she is in her 50s and has some real life experience to look back on and share. And Bridget, we hope you can, because there's a lot of 40-somethings here going through it. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. The 50s are good.
Good. This is good to hear. So let's talk about the 40s here. What defines this decade when it comes to work? How is this decade different than others?
Yeah, no, this is a really good question. You know, we've often heard about the midlife crisis, and this is really the age that it hits. And, you know, it hits in a lot of different ways. And they're actually finding through research that apparently there might be some kind of biological foundation to it. So what happens at work is that you're no longer the up-and-coming ingenue. You're no longer the kiddo who's, you know, got these bright horizons and you could go in all sorts of different directions. You've sort of, you know, charted out a path. You've had some successes. You've certainly had some failures that you've learned from. And then you kind of get into this period in your 40s where you're worried, like, am I stuck? Is this all I am? Is this all people see me for? Is this all I can do? You feel like I've got so much more left to learn, so much more left to do. You know, you don't necessarily feel 40. You still feel like you're that 23-year-old, and yet the world doesn't look at you that way. And you don't have that kind of time, and you've got far more responsibilities at home, whether you've got kids or not, that leads to an awful lot of time pressure and juggle.
What are some of the biggest and most damaging misconceptions, about work and workers in their 40s?
Well, you know, there is this certainly now with all this kind of like technology and kind of tech bros, this notion that you have, you're most innovative and you get your best ideas when you're young. You know, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook even used to say, you know, young people are smarter. And I think that that's really dangerous, that that's actually not true. And that what you're missing out on with that kind of youth worshiping culture, which we've kind of always had, but at work, what then you miss out on is all of the experiences that people bring in their 40s and the wisdom that comes from having had sort of a zigzagging path or, you know, having, you know, coming straight up against your limitations and figuring out how to overcome them or navigate them, learn from failure, to pick yourself up and to go on. Those are enormous skills, life skills, wisdom skills that are really crucial in the workplace. And I do think that they tend to be overlooked when we keep thinking for what's the next best, bright, shiny young thing.
Well, and also I want to bring up the idea here that there's another side, I think, to this, is that workers in their 40s who have been in the workplace, let's say, for a minimum of 20 years, if not more, some of whom, like myself, started working in their teen years. So we're talking about 30 plus years experience. That makes you more aware. It makes you more assertive, and you're probably getting paid more. Do any of those things factor into this sort of young, shiny object dichotomy that we're talking about?
Well, it certainly comes to play, you know, say in a financial crisis, and then people are looking at their org charts and figuring out who needs to go. And sometimes if you are, if you have that experience and you have that higher pay, people in power might say, oh, I can have five 20-somethings do the same thing that you do. So there is that kind of precarity or danger, if you will, that comes up that can lead to some more sense of uncertainty in your 40s, particularly in some kind of a financial downturn or in some kind of reorganization. But I do think that just the very point that you made, what you bring, the experience, the knowledge, the institutional memory, all of that cannot be discounted.
You know, we often talk about struggles in the workplace and this idea of ageism. We've covered this on The Takeaway before. A lot of people don't know that ageism, technically, the protections begin at age 40. But Bridget, I'm wondering if you can tell us why these protections are so hard to enforce.
Well, it's sort of like anything when you've got a culture, you know, that it really, the workplace culture can be so very powerful, regardless of what the policies are or even what the laws are. You know, why you've had sexual harassment for so long and so much silence, even though there are laws and protections against that. It's like anything. If you live in a culture, it's defined by its leadership. You know, there's all sorts of buzz right now about millennial workers, and they're now the largest segment of the work population. And so in many ways, people in their 40s feel sort of invisible or overlooked. And this is where it's really important that you make sure that you make your case, you make clear to people your value and what you bring and what you do.
And I want to round out the segment here because your 40s are not all terrible. Like you said, the 50s are actually something to look forward to. Professionally speaking, Bridget, what opportunities are there? How can people who are working and in their 40s make this a more successful and happy experience?
Well, I think a couple things is to recognize that in your 40s, you're often juggling an awful lot at work and at home. You're pulled in a lot of different directions with childcare or elder care. I think the first thing that people can do is give themselves credit for what they do, for all of the things that's on their plate, and have some self-compassion. We tend to be so hard on ourselves. And this is an era of transition where we move from being focused on our individual ambition, our individual sense of achievement and success, and moving into a phase where we're thinking about what can I give back to the future, to the community. So it's a real era of transition. Take the time to recognize that that is what it is. Be patient with yourself and give yourself credit for as much as you do.
Wonderful advice. Bridget Schulte is founding director of the Good Life Initiative at the nonpartisan think tank New America and director of the Better Life Lab. Bridget, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can find all our conversations about life in your 40s this week at thetakeaway.org/thejuggle. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about health in your 40s. Share your thoughts and stories with us on social media with the hashtag #TheJuggleIsReal. And that's our show for today. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Tanzina Vega. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.